to be ministered to, but to minister. Now, if the Son of God didn't come here to be ministered to, who are you? Who are you? If you're anything at all, you're a servant. You're a minister. You're one called by God to show forth his love in the earth realm, to show forth his power in the earth realm, to show forth his purpose in the earth realm. Stop whining and crying about what you go through. What you go through is for his glory. Ever wonder why there's some things you go through and you know some folk ain't never been through what you've been through? That's because he didn't call them to go through what you're going through. He's given them another course. Every one of us have an individual customized course. Listen, and God has done the customizing. When I looked up this word purpose, and I'm closing, it referenced the showbread in the Old Testament, Exodus 25 and 35 and many of the other chapters and verses. But the whole purpose of the 12 loaves of the showbread was to sit in the sanctuary. 12 loaves representing the 12 tribes of Israel, the spiritual people of God. They represented two things. One, they represented the face of God, the presence of God, that God would provide. But it also meant that God was present. So now, if the showbread was there to show that God was present, the showbread would sit there for 7 days. After 7 days, they'd bake seven fresh loaves and replace those seven with the freshly baked 12. After 7 days, they put 12 fresh loaves of bread after 7 days, and then the priest would eat the showbread, because it is suggested that the face of God was in that bread. And when they ate that bread, that they were communing with God. It is suggested that it was the words of Jesus's prayer in the Old Testament, give us this day our daily bread. But here, my brothers and sisters, our purpose in today's time, as was the showbread, is to show forth God's presence and provision in our lives. Whatever we go through, whatever we deal with, it shows that God is present with us and that God provides for us. So if God is present with us, it means there's nothing that we go through he doesn't see. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand. God sees it all. He knows it all. He's in control of it all. And then when he knows that we can't handle anymore, he steps in and provides whatever it is we need, so that in the end, when this process is over, God, listen, gets the glory. We get the good. God wants us to understand that is the purpose for our lives. Stop thinking that it's supposed to be heaven here. That's not what it's all about. And so when Paul says, and we know, he said, we ain't no baby Christians here. We used to trouble. We understand trouble. We know every day we got to deal with some form of trouble. But we know at the end of the day, it's going to work out for our good. And what comfort more to have as you go through each day, through each trial, each situation, every circumstance, that God is permitting it to show you before the world that you are somebody, you belong to God, God's very presence and his power will provide for you, so that when you come through, you will come through as pure gold.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
In radio land. God bless to all my father's children. Once again, their children. Once again, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them to turn the radios on. Whether you have a sickness in your body, whether there's trouble in your home or on that job, whether there's a court case pending, whether right now you are trying to overcome situations that are unnatural or natural, write down the telephone number, friends. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. Yes, friends, as we look down the line of from Jesus all the way through David, no matter what you're facing, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. And all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. You that have no peace in that home. You that are looking at stumbling blocks every time you cut the corner. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, has shown us, my friends, what's coming in the future and how we've come through the past. Telephone number 404-212-2444. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, sometimes you can't remember your own telephone numbers. Yes, you, my friends, that have that arthritis, that gout, that diabetes, that rheumatism, and you're wondering how you're going to turn those situations around with outgoing through pain and suffering in your body. I want you to know, friends, that God is God can, and there is no failure in God. Those of you that are writing, get your pencils, get your paper ready, write down the mailing address right here in Atlanta. I'll be here with you throughout the day asking you, my friends, not to give up, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to overcome, no matter where you've been in the past. There's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children are in need. Get your pencil and paper to give you the mailing address, and then we're going to get right back with you, asking you, my friends, to pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Again, that's 404-212-2444. 404-872-4444. If the line is busy, friend, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you're right, my friends, put that prayer request down for every situation that you're facing, my friends, write it down. We're going to lay it on the altar. When you're right, my friends, whatever donation you're going to send, you send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, my friends, there's nothing you or anyone else can do with it in the world of religion. Mailing address, post office box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Yes, friends, we can talk about the Bible, about Noah, about Jonah. We can talk about David. We can talk about Samuel. But today, friends, I'm talking to you that are in need. You, my friends, that are looking to overcome. You that are situating yourself in life and it seems that it gets harder and harder. You that are in financial need. You that have trouble with your physical body. You know, in the days of old, as I've said before and over, there used to be someone on that farm back in the days that knew just what to do. Can go off into the woods and grab that croaker sack across that back, come back, wash it off, rinse it off, boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can get rid of that pain in that body. Yes, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, those are you. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, that nature problem when your nature is on vacation. I even have a tea to help those that are on addiction to stop drinking and drugging. All you need to do, my friends, is just remember that God has been here with us before, and right now, if you're in need, if you have a situation, is put it down for us to show you how, my friends. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number, 404-212-2444. That mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Remember, friends, put your return address in there and write down that prayer request, my friends.
In the court, you know, she kept asking them questions, and they kept walking away from her. Mm-hmm. And so when she went before the judge, he threw a DUI out and told her to get some driver's license, come back July the 7th.
So now, you're saying that she went to court, and they what? They couldn't find?
They could, at first, they couldn't even find her name, you know.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere that she was supposed to had appeared in court.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kept on talking with them. They kept walking away from them. So finally, the lady looked on the book, and she did find her name.
Uh-huh.
And she sent her to the courtroom, and the judge didn't even want to talk to her. The judge just told the DUIs just throw it out and come back with some driver's license July the 7th.
And so she's home free now.
She's home free, yes.
Mm-hmm. And your business at first.
Oh, it is wonderful. I mean, I'm so happy now. You know, I was kind of down, back, feeling bad about myself. Now I feel good about myself, and everything is great.
Business picking up tremendously.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear about that. How long did it take your business to start? Don't exist,
but I know better. You know better. Can't you see he gives? He lives. He's winter, summer, fall, and spring. And to me, God is everything.
Yes, friends, that mailing address once again. Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Whatever donation you send, my friends, towards the ministry, It'll help us out with the stamps as we try to keep up with the mailings and write you back. Some right now, my friends, are saying that they have been to the doctor.
Something special in your life.
And the doctor is still trying to figure out what's wrong. Call me, friends. Some right now have trouble, and those are enemies, my friends, that are coming around you and sitting down, throwing stones and hiding their hands. Telephone number, friends. 404-212.